Hej, du lytter til Hvad så podcasten. Mit navn, det er Christian Fuglendorf. I dagens afsnit, der er jeg ude og gå med den britisk-danske Konrad Morten. Han er stand-up-komiker. Han er kommet til Danmark. Han startede med stand-up i Storbritannien, rykket til Danmark for en del år siden, og har nu lavet blandt andet et show, der hedder Danglish. Og han har en YouTube-kanal. Gå ind og tjek ham ud. Se ham optræde. Han er interessant. Han har et sjovt take på Danmark. Han ser Danmark udefra, fordi han har prøvet at være udefra, men han har også været så længe i Danmark, at han ved, hvordan det ser ud indenfra. Her kommer en lille bid af vores snak. God fornøjelse. The environment, is it different or is this the same?
My experience when I was a teenager performing, I mean, one, I was not good, so that didn't help. But the second thing was that heckling and intolerant audiences was way more than I see in Denmark.
Yeah.
So I got, if I wasn't doing well on stage, you get heckled a lot. They also have the classic format they have in London, especially because there's so many comedians, is the gong show. Yeah. Where a guy off stage hits a gong when you're bombing.
Okay.
And it's the next comedian, just to stop people supposedly wasting time. My experience, at least in Aarhus back in the day, was they had the vereening, everything was really well organized, and you would have to do very badly for a long time to get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, to actually be forced to go on a break took a lot. So I think it's more welcoming, but at the same time, you have more than 10 times smaller population. I think, especially in places like London, it's so fierce.
Yeah.
You have so many people trying, and the very, very top are making any money out of it.
Okay.
So, my experience is it's been a lot more hoogly in Denmark.
Yeah, but also I have this. I went to open mic I've only performed stand up in English one time on Iceland. But I went to. I've seen a lot of open mic in London, and my feeling was that the lower tier are not as good as the lower tier in Denmark. Mm-hmm. But then there is in Denmark we have like a middle tier, mm-hmm. where that is good. But the middle tier in Britain are nearly the same. But the top tier in Britain is better than the top tier in Denmark. It's like. And that's anecdotally. So I just saw a lot of shitty open micers in Britain, and I was like, yeah. I could do this.
I completely understand. The one that really broke my heart, me and my wife went to Los Angeles on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
And I was so excited to go and see live stand-up, something like the Laugh Factory, like these classic places.
Improv.
The improv. Yeah. And I know it was our honeymoon, but she was really sweet and said, okay, let's go and see it. You had to pay for the open mic and it was expensive.
It
was a substantial amount of money. And then you go in and you're forced to buy a drink. They actually take your credit card and put it in a room.
Yeah.
Like, okay, make it easier for the criminals. Anyway, the quality of the open mic was appalling. I think we were there for an hour. Yeah. I think there was one person who I saw with any kind of talent.
Yeah.
I know this is the US, but the level of shock humor, just people just saying the most outrageous things for a reaction.
Oh, that sounds great. I like that.
You love it. It's your cup of tea.
Yeah. No, but I understand. I was in saw LA improv at one time. And but it ended with Dave Chappelle for like 2 hours, and he was drunk.
Oh, no.
And he did like 45 really solid minutes, and then half an hour that was like and then it was just you were just like okay, goddamn it, you're drunk.
Yeah, I heard the same when he came to Royal Arena.
Yeah,
people said he was just sort of riffing and.
Oh, I liked it. It was with Chris Rock.
Yeah. Oh, you were there.
Yeah,
what did you think?
I liked it. I like both the shows. But because I've seen a lot of Chappelle, so I was like, there was some bit I haven't heard before, so I was like, oh, that's new. It's probably old, but I like that. Chris Rock was more like a show, and he was more riffing. Mm. But I like the riffing style.
Even a big show.
Yeah, because.
I don't know. I think with a guy like Chappelle, if it's not funny, it's interesting.
Yeah, he has a very, very interesting perspective on things.
Yeah, I like that. I don't want a whole show that is interesting. But
it goes back to Carlin. I feel the same because some of his bits, they're just philosophical. They're amusing.
Yeah,
they're not laugh out loud funny, but it's always comedy.
Yeah.
But actually just his thoughts and the way he thinks is what captures you.
I think I was more like a Bill Hicks.
Oh, Bill Hicks was amazing.
Yeah, Bill Hicks was my jam because I liked Carlin, but Carlin was very structural. Mm. His jokes were very... the mathematic in the jokes was very clear.
Yeah.
And also, it was the same with Bill, but Bill sometimes just destroyed his own performance. That was...
Yeah.
There was some satisfaction in looking at a guy who was like, I'm not a fucking jukebox. I like that Lenny Bruce vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I get you. Like, Carlin was very theatrical.
Yeah,
and very ABC. Bill Hicks was amazing. He was another huge influence at the beginning.
Yeah, he was bigger in Britain than he was in America.
Yeah, in the 80s, after the LA riots, he went to the UK because I think he was having such a tough time on the American scene, and the British loved him.
Yeah, yeah. But he also, there was a lot of self-loathing on his nationality. He liked to attack America, and I think the Brits were like, yeah, yeah, do that. We like that.
It must have been tough for him because he's very vicious about the Americans.
Yeah, yeah.
Very unpatriotic.
But wouldn't he have been nice today?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh my God, can you imagine?
He would have been great.
Or suicidal.
Yeah, 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 probably.
And also great.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I was a big fan of Dylan Moran.
I love him so much. I went to see him in Aarhus on his last day. He's coming back.
Yeah, I saw him at a very bad show in Copenhagen.
Yeah,
a couple years ago.
I talked to Victor Lander. He was at that show. He said it was not good.
No, that was like, no, God, no. He's, yeah, I think he...
Was he sick?
He was beginning to drink again.
Yeah.
And he did a pretty funny bit about that everyone can play jazz. And he did like...
Yeah, with the keyboard.
But it went on for 40 minutes. He had a break.
Yeah.
And went back and started the same bit again.
Yeah.
And you were like, what the...
He did the same in Aarhus.
Okay. It was too long.
It was way too long. He was really drunk.
Yeah.
Dylan Moran is, apart from that show, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, when he's good, he's...
When he's good.
He's nearly untouchable.
Yeah. The flow, kind of that, sort of the Eddie Izzard, in and out of topics. You're never quite sure what the middle is.
No, where am I? I can't... can't remember everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I liked his.
When I grew up, I watched a lot of Black Books with him and Bill Bailey.
Yeah, yeah, with the little football player in the hair.
Yeah, yeah. The tiny football player.
I still think about that bit.
He was just sort of staring. Oh my God, that show is so good.
Also, the bit about running after a criminal and the criminal just stops and turn around and you're like, what am I doing? I can't do anything.
What do I do now?
Yeah. Yeah, Black Books was great. Oh, have you seen... what it called, a dark place.
Thingy Marenghi's Dark Place.
Yeah.
Back when I was a teenager,
That is probably one of the thing I've laughed most at.
Garth Marenghi?
Yeah,
That was a classic where I think it ran for one season.
Yeah.
And there was kind of this feeling that it just got unlucky when it went up.
Yeah.
That it wasn't more popular because it was this gold mine.
The funny thing about it was it was structurally... bad, and that was the funny thing, that it was bad, the actors were bad, everything was bad, and that was the purpose. There was this scene where a girl walks down a hallway and then a cat comes from a room, but you can see the hands throwing the cat.
Perfect.
It's so bad, but I love that kind of humor. It's very meta comedy.
I find it hard in the modern age that the pace of comedy, especially sitcoms and sketch comedy, is so fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's no room to breathe.
No.
And something like Garth Marenghi's Dark Place would just not survive. I'm sure there's tons of them out there that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah.
They just don't make it.
But the meta comedy is... Det var et lille uddrag af vores snak. Jeg håber, I kunne lide det. Hvis I har lyst til at høre mere og høre hele afsnittet, så er det ind på Podimo. Lav en profil derinde. Der er et link i episodebeskrivelsen. Kom og lyt med. Kan I have det smukt? Vi høres ved. Hej.